It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Big Jim Martin alongside Felger here from our Town Fair Tire Studios.
Hey, Mike. Hi.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Excellent.
Sorry I asked. No pleasantries. We're going to go right into some football talk, all right? We're going to do football here to open up the program. And we took a very few phone calls, well, none yesterday, between the hours of 2 and 5. So if you have anything pent up from yesterday, by all means, feel free to weigh in at 617-779-0985. But I do want to start with a myriad of Patriots items, starting with: how do you feel about Rob Gronkowski right about now, Big Jim?
In regard to what, his announcement?
In any way, shape, or form, when I say, how are you feeling about Rob Gronkowski, what's your gut reaction?
I've mostly forgotten about Rob Gronkowski because life is for the living in terms of football. That's like the Belichick approach. You're either playing or you're not. And right now, Rob Gronkowski is not. He is retired. So I have moved on to talk about players that are actually part of this roster. And for me, unless like an ex-player is doing something philanthropic or somewhat interesting, like what Martellus Bennett was doing with Dear Black Boy and those kind of things, like the book and stuff like that I kind of find interesting, and it's obviously, you know, good for the community. Like, that's worth talking about for a few minutes. But other than that, like, I don't know, whatever this announcement's going to be, Dancing with the Stars, a dumb coloring book, whatever the hell it is, like, I don't care. You're not part of the team anymore. If it's just like whatever your new career is, and it's a cash grab for you, like, good. I hope it works out for you, but frankly, I don't give a rat's ass.
So I would say he's starting to bug the crap out of me, but the whole thing was annoying to begin with. And Maz has been big on this as well. The will he, won't he. I mean, I lived it for years as a Packer fan with Brett Favre. It's insufferable. And it's what Rob Gronkowski has been doing with the team now for 2 years running, and it continues. And if it were any other team, you'd say, look at that. You know, look at that, you know, bleep show, and he's pulling a Favre. But this is exactly what Gronkowski is doing. So it's always, you know, to say it's starting to bug the crap out of me is not exactly true, because it bugged the crap out of me from day one. But it has occurred to me. It has occurred to me. And what's the latest annoyance I have with Rob Gronkowski and his people is this. Do you understand that without football and without the specter of you returning to football, no one gives two craps about you? And I know that sounds so cavalier or harsh, and it is. It is harsh. But really, let me ask you this. If Rob Gronkowski had a career-ending back injury, and we knew he was done, and he came out yesterday and said, I'm holding a press conference in 2 weeks for my next endeavor, would anyone give half a crap?
No.
Never mind two craps?
No.
Would anyone give half a crap?
No, not at all. And this is, I see where you're getting at. So
He's using us. He's using you. He's using the whole thing.
And people have definitely taken the hook on this, too, because I've just seen, like, you know, the regular news today, like, you know, they're talking about, like, who knows? He could be back talking. You know, this could be an announcement saying he's going to be back for football, because there is this little bit of ambiguity there, because it wasn't a career-ending injury or anything like that. He walked away. There's a possibility he could come back. He's not going to. I do think he's done, but I see what you mean here. This is annoying because it's still – there's, like – I don't know. There's a little bit of bait there, you know?
Well, no, but there's... Yes, right, exactly. They're baiting us. They're using the football. They're using us to make the thing relevant. Do they get it? And maybe they do. Maybe they do because they keep that football thing open. And even in the little press release yesterday or the announcement, you know, they talked about, you know, opening new chapters, tackling new opportunities. They used football terminology. So they're keeping the football thing on the hook. So maybe they're smart enough to know it. Because without the football, do you give two... ever-loving poops, whether he wrestles, goes to Nickelodeon, does a reality show, does Dancing with the Stars, writes a book, goes on YouTube reality. Does anyone care?
I think some people would care if he went to the WWE. If he was still using his body to make money, yes. Some people, I wouldn't. I wouldn't care. It's either football or nothing. Like, for me, unless, again, you're doing something interesting and philanthropic, like, fine. But other than that, it's not going to be that. It'll be whatever it is. Dancing with the Stars. A book. Something stupid that I don't care about.
So, I mean, I think wrestling is fair. I wonder. I'll ask Jimmy. Do you care whether... I mean, would you follow Gronkowski purely as a wrestling fan? You know, in other words, not as a... Patriots fan or a Boston native or someone like that. If you're just your generic wrestling fan from Topeka, Kansas, that doesn't even follow the NFL, would you be interested in Rob Gronkowski?
I think so, yes.
Okay, so maybe. So that's why I said I might give you...
Because he's such a physical freak, I can understand how, you know, WWE fans, wrestling fans would want to tune in, at least for a little bit.
Do we think this is wrestling, though?
I don't
at this point. I do know the WWE really wants him.
Okay.
But I don't think that Gronk is ready for wrestling yet. I still think he's going to play this year.
Okay, so he's not ready for wrestling, how?
He would need to be fully committed to go down to their performance center in Orlando and really start training on how to take bumps and how to train properly and all that stuff.
But a little something that caught my throat there.
He's already on that program anyway.
He's a little undersized. The big fella. He's a moose. He's huge. And he's probably undersized. But so, like, wrestling, I would kind of give you... My only point is, if he was going to be announced as a big WWE star, wouldn't WWE want to sort of own that announcement?
Yeah, I think that you...
100% yes.
Yeah.
Right, so it would be a WWE production.
Yeah, we're going to have a major... And it would be them from their Twitter account, or Vince McMahon, or, you know, Triple H or someone like that, I think, saying, hey, we're going to have a big announcement, a big press conference in a few weeks, not Rob Gronkowski.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It would come from them and sort of emanate from them, and we would then be asking, who are they going to reveal? And then we'd tie in, but it would... I think if it were a wrestling production, it would start with them. But either way, I hope Rob Gronkowski doesn't think... I know this sounds so harsh, but it's just... It's what started to bug me. That we actually care about him if he's not playing football. And it's because this whole thing about we're going to make you sit for 2 weeks to figure out what I'm doing next. Dude, I don't care what you're doing next. Does anyone? Unless you're coming back to the Patriots or coming back to the NFL. If you came back to the NFL and played for a different team, we'd care. Unless you were coming back and playing football, you could...
You know, do whatever. It's a giant waste of time.
Stand up naked on the stage and show us your butt. I could care less. And that's not a commentary on Rob Gronkowski. That's a commentary on all these guys, on almost all of them. Only the rarest of the rare of the rare. In other words, Tom Brady. I think when Tom Brady retires and is done, everyone will be curious, you know, what are you doing and how you doing it? And we'll follow you and we'll chronicle you. And I think Brady's one of them.
Maybe Aaron Rodgers.
Who else for the people in Green Bay? Yes. You know, I mean, so, but it's just such a short list of guys that you would say, I'm going to follow them into retirement and I actually care what you do. I mean, David Ortiz, what took us to pay attention to him is he got shot. I mean, other than that, if he's not playing, do we care if he's on TBS, you know, and for all the good work that he does, you're off the radar, man. So, like, this sort of chutzpah or this conceit that, you know, I'm going to tell you in 2 weeks what I'm doing and you're going to care. Dude, no one cares. No one cares. Unless you're, and the only reason we're paying attention is because there's still the specter of you coming back to the Patriots or football. And so we're sort of sucked into that.
Oh, absolutely. And they're completely taking advantage of it. Because I'm convinced it's not going to have anything to do with that, but they are. And it's to their credit, they're taking advantage of it. Like, you know, there's this whiff of, ooh, will he, won't he? Is he going to come back to football? And, you know, they're using it because that's going to go away. Once he makes the announcement, I hope it's the right announcement. You're going to be able to, you know, really make a lot of money with this. Maybe it's a really good career change for you. Because after this, no one is going to care.
I mean, and who would you care? Who would you care about what?
Nobody.
Give another one other than Brady in all the sports. I mean, now that I think about it, LeBron, I think, I mean, I wouldn't, but people would, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, LeBron James, definitely.
Okay. Name another one.
I think locally people are interested in what Curt Schilling does, especially after what happened in Rhode Island. He might be running for Senate. I do.
Maybe. He's... So yeah, polarizing.
I mean, right. I'm interested because I want to root against him. Yeah, I want to see him fail. So yeah,
people on both sides of that.
Yeah.
So yeah, because he's such a polarizing figure, maybe him. But they're just so few and far between. Does Gronkowski rise to that level?
No.
I mean, and
no, he really doesn't.
And does he think he does?
I think he does. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, so if it's not football, I don't care what you do. But maybe I'm speaking from ignorance. I mean, Ken, I think the wrestling thing is fair. Like maybe. Because in those little wrestling clips I've seen, he looked, that was pretty fun. Like, I think he's
6'6", he's 200 and whatever, and the crowd, when he did the event in Orlando at WrestleMania a few years ago, they were into him. So I think that there's something there.
Yeah, I think he did a good job in those wrestling stints and sort of gets it. And so maybe wrestling. I don't know.
He announces, so the other one that's being, and I've said it a couple of times now, so Dancing with the Stars. If Rob Gronkowski does Dancing with the Stars, who gives a rat's ass?
Only if he has a chance to come back and play football do people give a rat's ass.
Right.
Only if he has a chance to come back and play do people care. I think, unless, is he some sort of transcendent crossover star?
No, he believes that he is. I mean, again, you've had people speculate, oh, maybe he'll get into action movies. He'd be a terrible actor. He was bad in the commercials that he did locally. I mean, good for him for getting that money. But for him to be like, what, he thinks he's going to be Sylvester Stallone or Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I mean, this is okay. I mean, it sounds harsh, but I mean, when I'm not sitting in this chair, I don't think anyone gives two craps about what I do either. And not that you care when I'm even sitting here. But it's like that's sort of, if you're known for one thing and you do one thing and you do it well and that's what people follow you for, that's all they care about. That's all they care about. And these crossover attempts, they sort of like, I think people get delusions of grandeur. It's like, just because you're a colorful personality as a football player doesn't mean you're a colorful personality that people are going to follow if they're not watching you playing football. And that takes a whole nother thing. There's very few guys who are able to do it. Very few. Outside of the football context. Like, one is Michael Strahan. Like, I think he's a legit talented guy that it doesn't matter if he played football or not. People follow him and watch him and he's on his own. But pretty much everyone else it's got to be tied into what you do.
I mean, Tony Romo has definitely transitioned to a pretty decent career as
what if he did a man. What if he did a variety show like Michael
Strahan? Oh, nobody
Strahan?
Would care. Nobody would care
unless he proves himself on that level, which Strahan has.
And the only reason people ultimately ended up giving a rat's ass about Romo as a broadcaster is because he's turned out to be pretty good at it, you know.
But again, he's in football. So here's another thing I would care if Gronkowski was a commentator. That I'd care about. Yeah. I'd follow him to that. Yep. I'd like to hear what Gronkowski had to say if he was doing a Patriots game on Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football. I would like that. Why are you shaking your head, Marshall?
Because I don't think he would have much intelligent to say.
Oh, I do.
I'm not doubting his football intelligence. I'm doubting his ability to take that intelligence and properly verbalize it in any way that you and I could understand.
I don't know. Yes, Jimmy?
Would you follow him to the XFL?
Oh. It's still football. I'd tune in. I like this AAF thing. I would. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, yes.
I like bad football.
Yes, I kind of might.
But that would be a Vince McMahon production, not his own private company in New York.
So same thing I would say about the reveal then. I feel like McMahon and WWE would want to own that reveal.
Unless it's a joint production because Gronk did all these joint things with Belichick and those statements.
I don't know. So, XFL as a commentator, okay. I'll give you an extra second to hear what you have to say. But on the, I'm asking because I don't know if this happened to you, Marshall, because you got little kids, right?
Yeah.
I've walked into the living room with my 8-year-old watching TV, and I'll look up, and she's watching Rob Gronkowski on Nickelodeon with some kind of like I don't even know how to describe
slime.
It.
Green slime? I think he's doing the green slime thing.
Yeah, like a green slime stunt, stunt show. I don't, we'll play a clip here in a second, but there's like, I mean, I care so little about it, I don't even stop for a second. I'm just like, turn it down. You know, but it's
Dad
like
of the year.
Yeah, some sort of crash show, stunt show. I don't even know what it is.
Okay.
But my daughter doesn't know Gronk from, you know, the lawn guy. Like, she didn't care about Gronk. She didn't know about Rob Gronkowski.
She just wants to see someone get slimed.
But she's watching him.
Yeah.
So, like, does he actually? I'm just curious about that. But that's just one football thought. We got a bunch more to get to. And your calls at 617-779-0985.
Michael Felger. Tony Maserati.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Mass.
Oh.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We are here on set for Crash Leets. I'm going to show you around a little bit right there. We got our big screen where all the highlights are. Our chairs right there where we sit. We're missing one right now. We usually have three. Myself. Brandon sits here, Stevie sits there. We got the TV for the Gronk down right there. A little extra TV when we get sick of the big screen. We go to a little screen to do some, you know, talks about our crash league victims that happen right here on our TV with all the clips. We got a little basketball hoop, lockers, just everything set up for a lot of crash league action to go on. So this is the set, nice and little, but very cute. I like it.
That's a Gronkowski for a little promo for the Crash Leets. I guess that's what it's called. I just Googled it this morning because I wanted to rejoin, and I'm like, my daughter watches some show where Gronk is on. Not knowing who Gronk is, not even really knowing what the Patriots are. I'm a 7-year-old girl.
Crash Leets?
Crash Leets. I don't know what, and I don't know how to properly describe it because I can't give it more than 3 seconds of my time when I walk by.
Here's a quick synopsis. Sports bloopers have been a TV staple for decades, but Crash Leets takes the concept to a whole new level. This show's dedicated to the majority of athletes who play their sports for fun, despite knowing they'll never become professionals. Ugh.
So, I don't know what people... Do people care? I just wonder. I just want... So this... It's... And again, I don't want to blame him because he's just trying to leverage his football fame into something else, and God bless, it's America, it's capitalism, and it's smart in some way. But then I also just say, like, you've staged this reveal for 2 weeks to sort of build the anticipation. Who really, other than football fans who want to know if you're coming back or not, other than them,
is the business world going to tune into this? You know, Jim Cramer and the rest of Fox Business in the morning. Like, oh, we got to cover this big Gronk announcement.
And who does? I mean, so it's not just him. Like, who does warrant that sort of
Brady and LeBron? That's it. I mean, if I really think about it, it's that. And then, you know, some of the international soccer players that are massive worldwide, Ronaldo and
fine, maybe. But I mean, even people in entertainment. I mean, who could pull that off? And so he's smart in some way to still tie in the football, but make no mistake, he's baiting us, and he's using us as bait to draw interest into this thing. Unless I have it wrong. Jennifer in the car, do people care about Gronkowski outside of football?
Yes. I think you're forgetting a big segment. Women really care about someone like Gronk. I'm a football fan, and I love football, not just the Patriots, but I also love Dancing with Stars. I mean, I would completely tune in to watch.
How about like a Gronkowski's reality show with him and his brothers?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I'm not that into reality shows, but I would totally, because their personalities are hysterical. So I have the history of watching him, you know, as a Patriots fan. But then, you know, I like watching stuff with his family, too. And I think a lot of women are the same way, because obviously women watch most of these shows. But there's a lot of female football fans now that you're forgetting about.
And what you're saying, Jennifer, is that women are people, too.
Exactly. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, I guess I forgot that.
What did I say in the commercial break right before we came back? I bet women would care, because he is, he's like a human golden retriever. He's a big, lovable oaf, but he's jacked and looks like he would be on the cover of a romance novel, too. So there's a lot of appeal there in terms of the personality and the body.
But again, would women outside of New England care? Does anyone outside of New England? This is the one thing. Like, I think he is so beloved here, and there is so much hero worship for him in Boston, in the greater New England area, that he thinks that exists everywhere. He thinks he can go to Chicago or Houston or San Francisco and people will be like, oh, Gronk. I don't think people in those cities are going to know who he is other than football, right? New England, is it? And as I said, also off air, if his name were Rob Smith, you wouldn't even get that. I mean, he benefits by the fact that he's got the Gronk name, literally. Like, people can remember that. If he were Rob Smith, tight end, New England, he would have no chance whatsoever to be known anywhere outside this area. Except by football. Like, football fans will know who he is. The same way you know who Travis Kelce is. But outside of that, I just don't think it's going anywhere.
How do you feel, Hook, as a Patriots fan or follower, about Rob Gronkowski?
I could care less. Couldn't care less, in fact, what he's going to do next. And frankly, even if it were to
announce... Do you want him to come back?
No. Like, he's checked out. And so, if you're a player who's felt the need to retire, as he has, who... The body looks completely different. He's lost weight, so he's not been doing the work, or at least the same kind of work. So as a football player, to me, his utility, which was already waning last year, is even less so if he's out of shape and not mentally there. So at this point, I think the best thing for him and the team is for him to move on. And what he does in the moving on, I don't care.
Do they need him?
Haven't they proven it before that they don't? I mean, he came up big in the postseason, but he was mostly, if we're being fair, like, if we're being honest, he was mostly useless last year in the regular season. He was a shell of himself. He turned it on when he had some rest, and in those three games of the postseason, he was back to being Gronk. But at this point, I think they can get by without him.
He back to being Gronk?
No.
He was just back to being a lesser version of Gronk that we hoped he could have been.
Situational Gronk.
Yeah.
Right.
He was nails late in that Kansas City game.
Yeah, as you mentioned, you know, like Brady, when they needed it, you know, he turned it on, but on balance from front to end wasn't quite the same guy. I mean, you look at their receiving corps, Murray. I mean, should I go over their depth chart at receiver? I know some guys have flashed. I know we like this undrafted rookie. And
Jacoby Myers.
And I know we like N'Keal Harry. And Philip Dorsett just got hurt today out in Tennessee in those joint practices. Do they need Gronkowski because they have no receivers?
I mean, you could make that argument, sure, but I'd rather them add another wide receiver, you know, or have someone else there
somebody
they can rely on.
Continued to play the game and continued to be invested in the game and continued to do the work to be in the game. Because again, whatever version of Gronkowski you're going to get, you're not getting Gronk. You're getting Rob Gronkowski, former football player.
Derek in the car, your thoughts.
So I'm going to have to go ahead and disagree with the previous caller. You know, Gronk, thanks for helping us win multiple Super Bowls. Thanks for striking fear into the hearts of opponents for the last 10 years. But if this announcement is anything other than football related, see you next Tuesday. Don't really care.
It's a little strong, but I sort of get it in that it's like, I don't know. Are you going to play or are you going to not? You going to help the team or are you going to not? Or are you just yanking us? Because you know that's going to draw eyeballs to this press conference. And if you, slip in the, you know, he's going to tackle his next challenge, and you still, and your agent goes out and says, well, he's never said he wouldn't. I'm always going to try. And as long as you're doing that, all you're doing is helping your branding and you're getting momentum going into your next thing. But you have no intention to come back here.
Yeah, this is all it
is. You have no intention to play. So were just being used.
He's taking advantage of the buzz and this ambiguity as to whether or not he's going to come back and play football. I don't think that he is. I think most rational people at this point feel like he's not going to.
But does that aggravate you as a Patriots fan?
Yeah, it's stupid.
I mean, if you're going to do that, just go away.
Yeah, I'm mad at him for how he was waffling earlier in the season, or earlier in the offseason, because it cost them Jared Cook, the tight end who ended up with New Orleans. Because at the time, there was some interest, but Jared Cook's issue was, well, I don't know if I'm going to be playing behind Rob Gronkowski and how many snaps I'm going to be getting, so I'm going to take my services elsewhere. They've missed out on Jared Cook, who apparently, every time I look up my Twitter feed, for those that cover the league or that have been covering the camp in New Orleans, say he's looked unbelievable with the Saints. So that pisses me off, because you have, what, Matt Lacoste and question marks? I know Ben Watson, yeah, but after 4 weeks, because he has to serve the suspension. Like, they don't have much at that position.
Okay, so we continue with that, and I think it ties in some to the receiving core. What do they have there? What do they really have there? You know me, Murray, I'm not so great with names. So I purposely don't really invest in my brain to solidify the name until I know they're on the team. So it's why I always stumble over Jacoby Myers versus N'Keal Harry, who I know is going to be on the team, but you know what I mean, versus Dontrell Inman?
Dontrell Inman, who was last with the Colts. Yes.
And then it's Maurice Harris.
Yep, who apparently also got dinged up today.
Okay, so like, I just know, given the Patriots' history, and I did invest, I did like the kid with no hamstring. What was his name?
He was with the Houston
Texans. Beef Ellington?
Beef
Ellington.
Thank you. Yeah. Dwayne Ellington?
Dwayne, whatever. Or, right. Yeah. So, like, I'm not going to fully remember your name until you make the team, because the way they do it down there, he's in, he's out, he's, you know, you get all horny for a guy one day, and the next thing he's on the street, and you're like, what? I thought he was going to start.
Oh, there's other ones, too. You wouldn't know who the hell I was talking about if I mentioned. They signed this Cameron Meredith that was last with the Saints.
Correct. Yep. So I'm not going to bother to know your name. The Jacoby Myers one, though, is sort of like I'm now compelled to maybe have to remember that name, because some people have their pants off for this guy. We'll get to that and other Patriots items right after Marshall Hook's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Spring.
B.O.B. Boob. Oh, my God. Isn't that Bob?
It's Felger and Mass. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, we're what? 2-3 weeks into Patriots training camp, about to have their second preseason game. They came into the camp with maybe, I don't know if this is an overstatement, but on paper, given the current health, the worst receiving group in the league?
I have to think about that, but it ain't great. I mean, it's
Julian Edelman.
Julian Edelman, Philip Dorsett, and a bunch of question marks, really.
I mean, right? I mean, with Demaryius Thomas and what's-his-face Josh Gordon there, not available, it's, I mean, I don't know, I'd be hard-pressed to find a worse one than that.
Yeah, nothing really comes to mind.
Okay, so
again, on paper.
Right? So now we're 3 weeks in it. How do you feel about it?
I mean, I'm encouraged a little bit from what I read and what I saw in that first preseason game from N'Keal Harry before he got a little bit dinged up. And this Jacoby Myers looks like he might play. But again, you got to take it all with a grain of salt because it's camp and preseason. I still don't feel all that great about it.
Okay. But we probably feel better, don't we?
Yes. Yeah.
Because those couple catches you saw from Harry in that first preseason game, those were kind of eye-opening.
Yeah.
Weren't they? Like,
oh, for sure.
Ooh. And the Myers kid keeps producing. I mean, I don't know. I still wonder about him being able to fight through, you know, coverage and all this sort of stuff when it gets real. But, I mean, the results are the results. And, you know, I'll just read one for you. Greg Bedard and Jacoby Myers. The big fella usually reserves this sort of...
For Dan Skipper in the offensive line, yeah.
He usually reserves this sort of lust for the big fatties inside that we don't give two poops about. Listen to this.
Dan Skipper.
Thank you, Greg. Greg says his, meaning Myers' production in his first preseason game was evident. But it's always dangerous to read too much into production during the preseason.
He's been a journeyman.
Thank you, Greg. But the truth is, Myers is not. He's an undrafted rookie. The truth is, Myers has been almost more impressive in practice, including this week. He says there was one play in particular between Myers and Brady that stood out and indicated this rookie might just be very different.
Connor McDermott.
During Monday's padded practice, Myers came across the middle and stopped at the same moment that Brady threw behind him for a back shoulder throw while the defender continued on and Myers was in the open field. Bedard says he's not sure if the play was talked about before or if that was just an off-script, in-the-moment sort of play. But to be on the same page and then execute it? He says that Myers is an undrafted free agent. It left me speechless.
Adam Butler.
He's not alone. Everyone that's down there every single day has been lusting over this kid the same way.
It left Bedard speechless. The only time he's speechless is when we play 10 questions and it takes him a minute to answer every freaking question.
I don't know, but I doubt it. I don't know.
Okay, so he says it left me speechless. He says that's the type of thing you see between Brady and someone like Julian Edelman. Maybe.
Wow.
Like Adrian Waddle.
He says it's also more than that. While Myers entered college as a quarterback, he has still consistently and constantly demonstrated a feel for the passing game that is well beyond his experience level. His quickness inside is good enough to get separation. He catches everything and gets open. This is clearly a player that is going places. And I mean this in all seriousness and respect, that if you squinted a little bit, you'd swear you were watching a young Troy Brown.
Ooh.
Jesus, Bedard. What are you doing?
This quarterback
thing. Oh, yes.
The quarterback thing is the other thing I keep reading about him is because he played a little bit of that position when he first came into college. Like, that's why he's such a good route runner and knows, you know, what a quarterback is actually looking for because he once did it.
Okay, so this kid emerges. N'Keal Harry, you saw just in two catches what he brings to the table. And so do you feel a little bit better about the whole thing? And there is still the prospect of Edelman, Gordon, Demaryius Thomas, who I still hate as a football player. But this Jacoby Myers, geez Louise, Bedard. He says, so how did he go undrafted? And now he explains it, and this gets me excited about the player. His 4.6 40-yard dash was tied for next to last among those participating at the combine. So he had a slow 40 time.
Oh, and the scouts need to see the speed.
Which I don't care about.
Agreed, I couldn't care. I don't care less. Can you run routes and come back to the ball?
Exactly. Can you open and catch the ball? I don't care if you want a 4.6 or a 3.6. Can you get open and catch the ball and be there for Brady? Square off to Brady, work your way back to the ball, catch. And also his 37-inch vertical was middle of the pack.
He can't get up for it.
Who cares? Who cares? Can you get open and catch the ball? So those are the things that, you know, did he fall through the cracks because he timed poorly? You know, and that's the case, fine, but...
Oh, yes.
I just wonder if you or should feel any better about your receiver group three weeks into it. We'll take your calls on that. Then I want your thoughts on this one.
I have no idea.
Thank you, Greg. You did your job. You can read them at Boston Sports Journal. Give them a subscription. Watch out for that auto-renew, though. Remember Chris Long?
Yes. Yeah.
You know, defensive end here. Then he went to Philadelphia, gave us a good spot there at the Super Bowl, talking about weed and letting players play. This is the same Chris Long I'm talking about, right?
He very much wants to see weed, basically legal in the league.
So now he's doing some media stuff, and he wrote a column on Sports Illustrated, sportsillustrated.com, which, if I didn't know better, would be one of our callers. Because we've gotten this call. How many times have we gotten this call that Chris Long wrote about the other day on SI.com?
Before I actually clicked on the story, I was like, oh, this will be interesting, because the way it was, you know, they get you to click on the damn thing. It's like, oh, Chris Long has got the theory on Tom Brady once. Yeah, halfway into it, I was like, I've heard this before from like 90 different callers.
From 90 different callers. From Mac in Rhode Island, he gives us this. But anyway, Chris Long says, and this is about Tom Brady's future. He says, let's get crazy and hypothesize that Tom would like to wear another uniform at 43 years old. He says, there's only one place I could see him going. Back to the Bay Area. Back to San Francisco. Here's how it happens, he says. Let's say Jimmy Garoppolo has a modest year. although I don't think he does, but let's say he has a modest year and looks like Ryan Tannehill 2.0. Next offseason, Brady hits the market and expresses interest in returning home to suit up for the team he adored as a teenager. San Francisco releases Garoppolo because he does have that option bonus for $16-plus million. So if he flames out, San Francisco could release Garoppolo, and then he ends up back in New England where Belichick beautifully repurposes.
Oh, wow!
Mass is very excited. Repurposes what's perceived as damaged goods. New England will have no choice as the 2019... And then he talks about the Patriots and San Francisco ultimately playing each other in the Super Bowl,
okay,
which...
Yeah, this was ridiculous. So
he looked like Montana.
Okay. But now we have Chris Long floating this for Cocta Theory?
This makes very little sense outside of this is where he grew up and this is the team he grew up rooting for because
he's going to be the next Montana.
Thank you, Mess.
If in the remote chance that Brady does leave, because again, with the way the contract's structured, he can. Team calls him, gives him a ton of money. I would think he would want to go to a team that is close to winning, that's a quarterback away.
So there's two parts to this. That the Patriots would pick up Jimmy Garoppolo if he were released by the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, wow!
Is that realistic?
Yes. Probably.
Yes.
Play that, Garoppolo.
That's feasible, don't you think?
Yes. Yeah. If Brady's gone or retires.
No, not even if Brady's gone.
Oh, what? He's going to. No. He would stamp his feet like a. Absolutely not. They're not bringing it back if Tom's still here.
I think.
He made sure he was shipped out 3,000 miles away.
Who's he?
Brady.
Okay, but now it's a, you know, I don't know if you
now
noticed.
He insisted on becoming a free agent in less than a year. And it's now a different vibe. It's a different situation.
And who pushed him into that corner? The Crafts. It feels like there's harder lines in the sand right now. There's a different environment. So Brady was able to force Garoppolo out the last time. Does he get to do it again? I don't know. All I know is if the price is right, if Garoppolo and doesn't have a huge mile, let's say he just really has a rough time this year, gets hurt again, or he just destroys his value, and you get him at a good number, I don't care if Tom Brady's here or the real Joe Montana's here. Or
he's going to be the next Montana.
Or Dan Marino's here. They'll pick him up because he has, you know, because what? They have all the history with him. He knows the system. Bill loves him, blah, blah, blah. They're going to pick him up. That's fully realistic, don't you think?
Yes, because of Bill's love for
thank
it,
you. I browbeat you into coming around on
wow!
that. Okay.
It ensures Brady leaving, though, I would think. But go ahead.
The second part of Brady going to San Fran, just to play along with Chris and, you know, take a hit off some of his weed, that I don't.
I just don't see it. They're not a good enough team. They're not close. They don't. I mean, the offensive line stinks. They don't have enough weapons. That doesn't make any sense.
That I don't see.
If he's going to California, he's going to play for the Rams, like Marshall, you know, theorized late last week.
Okay, well, let's pick this up on the other side. With your calls, 617-779-0985.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
Shotgun snap, four-man rush. Garoppolo fires down the middle. Four Bennett on the money. And on time, touchdown Patriots.
Oh, boy, we got a quarterback here. Big boy.
by throw to Martellus Bennett going up the right seam. He brings Edelman in short motion from the left. Edelman gets the free release, so Jimmy's looking at him all the way. And he's to the left, but he comes back to the right. And that freezes at safety, and he throws a bullet to Martellus Bennett right up that right hash.
I just like playing that one more than any other because Zoe says we have a quarterback here. Does Tom know you said that, Zoe? Does Tom know that? Have ourselves a quarterback. And Murray hates him so much.
I do.
Hates him so much that you can't just...
Because he's so overrated. Everyone has just overrated his performance based on those two games. And, ooh, he came in and won seven straight when he got started for the San Francisco 49ers. He's fragile. Okay, can make some plays. He's never going to get through a whole season. And he's never going to end up back here.
Does it bug you that people overrate him? Like Maz or myself or fans or Bill? Because, I mean, you're ranting about Bill.
Yeah. Yeah, no, all combined.
Bill's the guy that wanted to keep him.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you be happy with the quarterback that you have? Why don't you text your quarterback that you have here that's helped you win championships, who's been more important than you in like the last five or six seasons to help you get more titles so you can rename your boat? Instead, you're off still texting Jimmy G while he's 3,000 miles away, not even playing for you after games. Oh, great job today, my king. King emoji, eggplant emoji, kisses, send. That annoys the hell out
of me. So that should annoy. Don't look at me. Don't look at us. Look at your coach.
Yeah, it does. It annoys me.
I mean, that's the one that wanted to keep him.
Yeah, maybe he didn't overrate him. He traded him for nothing. He's the one who traded him away for nothing.
Okay.
Well, why do you assume he overrates him?
Now we're going down a whole different rabbit hole, but we're talking about Chris Long and his...
He did that for spite.
His supposition. No, he did it to take care of the kid. He didn't want to bury him in Cleveland. But you know, Chris Long's supposition that could happen, that Brady would go back to San Francisco. It's still a long shot, but to me, it's feasible. If Garoppolo gets released by San Francisco, if his value craters around the league with a really bad year or injury-prone year, I could totally see the Patriots going back and getting him for pennies on the dollar. That's just like Patriot 101 right there. And they'll get the same player back. So that's easy. Like, I think that happens. Brady and San Fran, and I know this is like, it's sort of fantasy land because I still think he plays here or nowhere else, but at least have to open yourself up to the possibility. I know everyone says, like, he goes back and plays where he grew up in San Francisco. Is Giselle going to move to Marin County and put the kids in school there? I mean, is that what they're looking at houses? And like, that's a whole component. Is he going to carry on for 3 years about picking the kid up at hockey practice and sending them off to school and then put them in school in Manhattan and go work in San Francisco? Do you think he's going to do that?
I mean, wherever he would end up, I would think he would get a condo and they'd figure it out. You know,
Manhattan to San Francisco. It's one thing him taking a helicopter every day from Greenwich to Foxborough, which is asinine.
Any of these other teams I've thrown out there. Marshall said the Rams. I said the Bears or the Titans. They would have to figure it out in terms of the living situation for 6-7 months out of the year.
Does it worry you this week with Brady and the Titans and Brady and Vrabel being so close this week? Because you've been talking about the Titans the whole time, Murray.
How so? Worried in what? That he's maybe sniffing around?
Yeah, there's some sniffing.
Oh, no.
He and Vrabel are sniffing each other's butts this week.
No, I hadn't thought about that until now. But, you know, they're going to be rid of Marcus Mariota after this year because he sucks and he's the weak link there. So, yeah, you know what? No, I'm not worried about it. I'm now interested in it because maybe Brady is sniffing around as where he's going to live in Nashville, a very fun city to live.
Well, this is what I'm talking about. This is an opportunity for Brady to check out the facilities.
Yep.
All this. I mean, when you brought up Brady playing, because you think Brady's playing somewhere else next year, right?
I think there's a remote possibility that can happen, yes.
Okay.
And where everyone else is like, nope, there's no way. Well, again, he's going to be an unrestricted free agent. A team could call it 401, offer him $40 million guaranteed. I don't think the Patriots match that. Bill certainly wouldn't want that. And I think he wants to continue to promote the brand, try to play to 45, and he'll do it elsewhere.
Okay,
yes.
But when you've trolled people on that, you've always said when Brady's playing next year in Nashville, you always pick Nashville and you always pick the Titans.
Because I think it's a perfect fit. I think they're a quarterback away. They've been 9-7, I think, three straight years. They got a good defense. I think Vrabel's a good coach. I think that would be a good fit for him because they're one of those teams like Chicago, maybe like the Rams, that just feel like their weak link is the quarterback position.
Do you ever think about location, though? Is he really going to go live in Tennessee? Is G going to pack up and move to Tennessee? So he's going to helicopter in every
Nashville's
day from...
Nashville's one of the great hotspots.
No, I know. But is it his kind of place? Is it his kind of hotspot?
Yeah, he can live... I mean, how much...
He's more like Saint-Tropez than he is Nashville.
Yeah, so you're there, what, a handful of months out of the year?
This is why I'm going with L.A. I mean, like L.A. They've already had a house and built a house in L.A. They've already lived in L.A. And yeah, they moved away, but Yeah, I could see him going back there.
So
if
I don't
Jay Cutler's wife, Kristen Cavallari, can find a home and a career in Nashville, I think Super G can do the same thing.
617-779-0985. I just think location matters a little bit. A little bit.
I think you're underselling Nashville.
I'd say Miami over Nashville. And when it comes to that stuff and commuting and, you know, doing the whole family thing. Nelson in the car, what do you think?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, I think a lot of people, I mean, I just, like Larry's saying, just discounting the fact that Brady's gone. I think that conversation already happened. I think when Bill sat him down and was talking about his contract situation, it was easy for him to just say, hey, we're not going to franchise tag you. Because at the end of the day, him and Robert Kraft have a good relationship. So if they really wanted to sign him, they know they have that in their back pocket.
Have what in their back?
Bill could always go to Robert Kraft and say, hey, you know, try and talk to Brady, see if we can get him back in the fold if we really needed him. But I think he's moved on. He's already has guys on his mind. Jacoby Brissett is an option for sure. And I still think Jimmy G is definitely going to come back to New England. Somehow, some way, they're going to work a trade in season.
Okay, so I'm going to stop you. We're not going to, there's no trading in season. We just, see, this is what that, invite Chris Long.
Right.
Well, taking a hit off Chris Long's bong. Right. So, seriously.
Here's what I can see, man.
He wrote that for Sports Illustrated. That's Nelson in the car. It gave us the same stuff.
Yeah.
How many calls have you gotten? Yeah, the Pats are going to get back Jimmy Garoppolo.
I mean, we've been
Brady's
getting...
going to go play for his hometown team, and we've gotten that call like 100
times.
Since
the trade. Since the trade of Garoppolo to the 49ers, we've gotten those calls.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I had a developing opinion on the franchise tag, why they gave him the option to take off that franchise tag. And I think it was just, I think it was Robert Kraft doing him a solid. Like, And it just sort of speaks to, it's a concession they didn't have to make. They didn't have to do anything. Brady's under contract for this year. They could have done nothing. So if Brady says, well, you're not going to extend me, would you at least just give me some freedom? And Robert says, okay, because, you know, we're going to work it out anyway, and it's going to be you and me anyway, and we trust and love each other. But that's a give. And that's like, you know, instead of giving him money, they gave him something that were never going to apply to him anyway. As a courtesy for goodwill and as a gesture, I think that's what that was. I think that's what that was to him. I'm still surprised they did it.
Yeah, yeah, and because it's not like them to give up control. But the more I've also thought about it, I think I start to believe what a caller brought up maybe earlier in the week, in that they never use it. So they were probably like,
exactly.
You know, Brady was trying to say it to call their bluff, and they looked at each other, you know, Robert and Jonathan, like, okay, fine.
We were going to do it anyway.
Yeah. They've used it once since 2012. Sure, Tom, you can not have the franchise tag on you. Yeah, sign it, stupid.
All right, so we can continue with this. I do want to get to the abject dysfunction of the AFC and, dare I say, the NFL. And it's on full display when you watch HBO last night and just look across the league and what that means for the Patriots. We'll continue with your thoughts as well after Marshall Hook's 90-second update. There are no commercials here.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.